divided into three parts. The origin of grace, Christ, which is what the Gospels are about. The nature of grace is what the epistles of Paul are about. And then the chief effect of grace, which is the church, whose origin is treated in the Acts of the Apostles. We see its progress in the canonical epistles and its final state in the book of Acts. And Vatican II is very quick, close to that distinction that Thomas gives. You can see that the New Testament is about what? Copy the number. Right? Okay. And if you had a chance to look at that premium of Thomas to the Psalms. Right? Now, one reason why the Psalms are especially what? Used in the Mass and so on, right? Is because of the universality of them. They contain a sense of whole sacred doctrine in the form of a prayer, as Thomas says, form of prayer and praise and so on. But you could say it in a way that the subject of the Psalms is what? Copy the member. The thing right there. Okay. So, I wouldn't say that that's so much a subject of Summa Theologiae. I think the subject of Summa Theologiae is God. God in himself, and God is the maker in the end. And a fortiori of the Summa Contra Gentiles. But that makes some sense to say that about sacred scripture. Okay, now we take the reply. Do you want to finish the objection before we take a little break?
Sure. Okay.
And the first objection was about a science knowing what is, right? The first, therefore, ought to be said that although about God we are not able to know what he is, right, we use nevertheless his effect in this teaching, would it be an effect of nature of grace, in place of a what? Definition, right? For those things which are considered about God and his teaching. Just as in some philosophical sciences is demonstrated something about the cause through the what?
Effect.
Effect, yeah. Taking the effect in place of the definition of the cause. So we know in this science more what God is not, right? And what he is, huh? So we'll say he's the unmoved mover. He's simple, that is to say, not composed. He's infinite, not limited in his perfection. He's one, undivided. Okay? He's unchanging and so on. And the second objection, of course, is clearly answered already in the body of the article. Sure, you do talk about other things, right? To the second, it should be said that all other things which are determined in sacred teaching are comprehended under God. Not as parts of God, right? Or particular kinds of God. Or accidents of God. But as ordered in some way to him, right? Ordered to him as their beginning, principium, or as their end, finis, finum. Okay? So, that in your pipe and smoke it. There's a little break now. Okay. Before we go on to the third part of the second part.